It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
Cipolla to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And back here at Staples Center, the Kings over Washington 3-1 tonight. The three stars of the game, star number three, Drew Doughty, his assignment, try to shut down Alex Ovechkin. Ovechkin had three shots on goal, no points. Good job by Doughty, 24-plus minutes. Star number three, Jonathan Quick, is solid throughout, 25 saves, picks up the win, his ninth career win against Washington. He's 9-2-0 against the Caps. Star number two, and Jeff Carter, now back in the lineup for six games after missing over 4 months. Carter had a goal, he had an assist on the game-winning goal, and in the face-off circle, he was 11-6. Time right now for our Nestle Crunch hits of the game. We had some big hits here tonight. This first one came late in the first period. Orloff for the Capitals sends it around to his partner, Yarabek. He'll flip it high in the air down to the Kings line. It lands on the stick of Clifford. Then Clifford got cleaned out by Wilson. Back the other way, Mitchell, a shot and a glove save. Oh, a hard check there, and Clifford has a few words for Tom Wilson. Yeah, Wilson was a physical presence like he usually is for the Washington Capitals. So that was a big hit on the Washington side. And midway through the second period, this was a big hit thrown by Kings left winger Tanner Pearson. Pearson again with it, feeds the slot. Toffoli, a backhander along the ice. Save. And the rebound to Verana. Oh, he got hammered in the corner boards by Pearson as the puck rolls in on Grubauer, who stops play. Now the Caps having some words with Tanner Pearson. That was one of the biggest hits we've ever seen Pearson deliver in Pearson's career. Yeah, so turnabout is fair play. Those are the Nestle Crunch hits of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere, it's the taste of fun. 3-1, the Kings win it. We'll have the highlights when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 3-1, the Kings over Washington tonight. Jonathan Quick was the second star. He ended the game with 25 saves, and one of his best stops came 12 and a half minutes into the game. And ahead to Backstrom, and off to Ovechkin, into the King zone on left wing, stops up, his pass across, shot, save is made, Quick! Oh, a quick save and a beauty off defenseman Carlson, who is set up by Ovechkin. Yeah, big stop right there, 12 and a half minutes into the game. Then 3 minutes after that, the Kings started the scoring. Fallo had two goals in the first half, seven in the second. Turnover Caps, right side, Carter a shot blocked. Pearson works it out to Martinez. His shot save. Rebound, Carter. Score! Well, the Kings kept putting the pressure on. They got the puck out to the blue line. Martinez's shot was kicked out, but Carter was right there to bang home the rebound. Jeff Carter with his fourth goal since coming off the IR. Four goals in six games, and the Kings have a 1-0 lead. And four goals on the season for Jeff Carter. Martinez and Pearson earning the assist, that goal at 15:25, and the Kings had a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes. In the second period, at 5:52, the Capitals were able to tie it up. Kings get it to Carter and to Pearson, but he turned it over in the slot. Moving in, Verana shoots, and he missed the upper right corner. That on the turnover by the Kings. Orpik will play it down low. Verana behind the Kings net, feeds the slot, but Oshie couldn't tee it up. Puck bounces, deflects wide. Now they score! From the side of the net, Verana knocked it out of the air and passed Quick. Great hand-eye right there by Jacob Verana, and the Caps have tied the game at one. With his 12th of the year, Oshie and Orpik earning the assist, that goal at 5:52. However, 4 minutes later, the Kings would score the game winner. Now on the right side, Devontae Smith-Pelly with it. Moves into the corner, moves behind the net. Now looks to walk out. He's at the left circle on his forehand. Leaves it at the blue line for the defense, but The puck came out to center ice. Yerebek and the Caps recover. Now they turn it over. Carter ahead. Onside Lewis. In on left wing. A shot. Save. Rebound Lewis. Save again. Score! Three for a quarter for Trevor Lewis. Lewis. His first shot from the left circle. Save. Got the rebound. Save. Got the next rebound and scores. Welcome back to the lineup, Trevor Lewis. And the Kings have a lead for the second time tonight. They're up 2-1.
Yeah, back in the lineup after missing 12 games. Two rebounds on his original shot for Lewis. His career-high 14th goal. Carter the lone assist. Lewis on his second rebound actually knocked the puck out of the air with his stick and passed the goaltender. And again, that turned out to be the game winner. So it was 2-1 Kings entering the third period. Caps had a couple of power play chances in the third and could not capitalize. And then with time winding down, the Capitals pulled their goaltender, and this is how it ended. And Carlson will take a look. Carlson for Backstrom to Oshie to the Kings line. Couldn't get it in deep, and the Kings get a clear. Picked up left wing, empty net for Clifford, who scores! Kyle Clifford with the empty net goal here at 18:42 of the third period. The veteran left winger giving the Kings a little cushion with 1:18 left to play. The Kings are up 3-1.
And his fifth goal of the year, Kopitar and Forbert earning the assist. And for the Kings, that is their 12th empty net goal of the season. So Carter, Lewis, and Clifford with the goals. The Kings win it 3-1. We'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers and the standings and the scores. When we come back, Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
The home of Kings Hockey.
7979 KABC.
3-1 Kings, a reminder on the flagship in a few moments after the postgame, KBC. Kings Talk from the Impact Sports Bar and Grill here at Staples. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Time right now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. It is the big burly forward for Washington, Tom Wilson. He dished it out. He took it as well. He had a game-high 7 hits for the Washington Capitals in just over 15 minutes of ice time. He is our Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Final numbers here tonight. Neither team scored in the power play. Caps were 0 for 3. The Kings were 0 for 1. Shots, the Kings 29, Washington 26. Kings' home record improves to 17-12-3. Of their 15 games left, 9 will be at home and 6 on the road. And for the Caps, they lose for the second time in 2 games on this California trip. They wrap it up Saturday in San Jose. And on the road, they are now 14-14-5. Kings sweep the Caps. They won in Washington November 30th, 5-2. And the Kings have now won 8 straight against Washington here in L.A. Last time the Caps won here was a little over 13 years, around 13 years ago, December 14th of 05, by a score of 3-2. Kings were great in the face-off circle tonight. Their big three, Kopitar, 13-4. Jeff Carter, 11-6. And Nate Thompson, who's been good since he was acquired, 8-2. As a team, the Kings won two-thirds of the face-off tonight, 67%. All right, around the NHL we go. And we'll start in Boston, where Brad Marchand's goal with 22 seconds left was the game winner, 3-2 Boston over Philadelphia. 29 goals for Marchand on the season. Patrick Laine extends his point streak to 10 games, scored his 39th goal. He's second to Ovechkin in the league. Ovechkin shut out tonight, still with 40. Winnipeg 3 and the Devils 2. Taylor Hall had his 19-game point streak snapped. That is a career high and a franchise high for the New Jersey franchise. No points for Taylor Hall. Jets win it 3-2. Colorado got a point. They were down 4-2 in the third period in Columbus. Tied it up, forced overtime, but then Seth Jones won it. 59 seconds into overtime, his 11th goal. He also had two assists. Vanek had two goals for Columbus. Soderberg had a pair for the Avalanche. So the Avs do get a point. They are 1 point behind the Kings in the wild card race, and both teams are even in games played. Buffalo in Ottawa wins in a shootout 4-3. Scandella, Reinhardt, and Wilson for the Sabres. Dzingel had a pair for Ottawa. He's got 19. Vegas goes into Detroit, shuts out the Red Wings 4-0. The rookie Alex Tuck, two goals, and Cody Eakin with two goals for the winners. Marc-Andre Fleury, third shutout of the year, 47th of his career. Vegas 4, Detroit no score. Tampa Bay keeps rolling. At home, they beat the Rangers 5-3. Five different goal scorers for John Cooper's team. Anthony Cirelli had 3 points, a goal and two assists, as goalie Andrei Vasilevsky wins for the 40th time this year. He is 40-12-3. Tampa Bay 5, Rangers 3. Panthers winning games at home. They've been at home a lot lately. 5-0, they shut out Montreal. Huberdeau, Bukestad, Haley, Dadanoff, Trocheck with goals, 3 points, three assists for Keith Yandel. Roberto Luongo on a stretch, 40 saves in recording the second shutout of the season and his 75th of his career. Panthers 5, Montreal nothing. Anaheim and Nashville, the Nashville Predators extend their franchise record win streak to 10 games. They beat the Ducks 4-2. Raquel had both goals for Anaheim. He's got 30. Nashville Goldsmith, Johansson, Watson, and Arvidsson. Pecorine, a winner for the 37th time this year. His record, 37-9-4. Carolina rallies to win in Chicago 3-2. Slavin, ex-King Justin Williams, and Sebastian Aho with a game winner. Yurko and Sharp for the Blackhawks, 3-2 Hurricanes over the Blackhawks. Oilers in a shootout beat the Islanders in Edmonton, 2-1 McDavid. The only goal for Edmonton is 31st. He had the shootout winner as well. Hickey, the lone goal for New York. Oilers 2, Islanders 1 in a shootout. And San Jose stays 2 points ahead of the Kings. They move into second place ahead of Anaheim. 2-0 shutout at the Shark Tank. Bodker and Hurdle, an empty net goal. Martin Jones gets the win over Jake Allen. The Blues will be here Saturday afternoon. And again here tonight, Carter, Lewis, and Clifford with the Kings goals as the Kings take care of business and beat the Capitals by a score of 3-1. So in the race for second and third in the division, San Jose now second, 81, Anaheim 80, and the Kings 79. Calgary 5th, they didn't play, they have 76. And in the wild card, I guess the good news with San Jose winning is that St. Louis remains out of a wild card spot. The Blues, with 75 points, are now 4 behind the Kings. So the Kings could do themselves a big service by beating the Blues here Saturday. They would open up a 6-point lead over St. Louis. And this late in the season, that's almost tough to overtake, and that would knock out one more team in the playoff race. The start of play tonight, 7 teams within 5 points of each other in the West for the final 4 playoff spots. All right, a reminder, next up on KBC, the flagship Kings Talk. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Michael Stark, on-site producer John Traconis, and for Daryl Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Staples Center. Final score once again, the Kings 3, the Capitals 1. So long, everybody.